Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, November 5th, 2015. Israeli troops kill a young man in the West Bank and Egypt's Navy kill a fisherman in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian man on Thursday evening from the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian sources said that Malek al-Sharif, 25, was shot dead near the Gosh Etzion illegal Israeli settlement block located between Bethlehem and Hebron cities. Al-Sharif used to work in Hebron radio station as a child program presenter and currently works in Al-Junaidi Palestinian Dairy Product Company. The shooting of al-Sharif by Israeli soldiers brought the number of Palestinians slain since October 1st to 76 Palestinians. 58 have been killed in the West Bank, 17 in the Gaza Strip and 1 in the Negev. More than 20% of those killed have been children. The Ministry of Health said earlier this week that 2,355 Palestinians were shot with live rounds and rubber-coated steel bullets, including many who suffered fractures and bruises after being repeatedly beaten by soldiers and paramilitary settlers in the West Bank, including occupied Jerusalem. Also on Thursday, in a letter to the head of the UN Council, Riyad Mansour, permanent observer of Palestine to the United Nations, explained that Israel steals the organs of Palestinians recently killed. He added that this proves previous reports about the organ theft. In other news, Egypt's military forces shot and killed a Palestinian fisherman off the coast of the southern Gaza Strip Thursday afternoon, the Ministry of Health in the besieged enclave said. Firas Mohammed Migdad, 18, from Rafah, was shot in the abdomen by Egypt forces while at sea and died from his injuries. It is unclear why Egyptian forces opened fire, Palestinian sources reported. Egypt upholds an Israeli military blockade on Gaza, keeping borders largely closed and limited imports and exports and the freedom of movement of the residents. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 5th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmai and me, Ghassan Bandura.